The musik of chinuch we find in Shas and in Halacha is beker chinuch of a katan until Yud Gimel. That's the kerchiv pashtes mitzvah chinuch. Then the katan is not mechuyev himself. Pshutai daav and the aim is mechuyev lechanuchay. L'maisa, the musik of chinuch avada exists even after bar mitzvah. Gemara Kedushin Dav Lamed brings two shitas, Rabbi Chemia, Rabbi Huda. If the pasuk Chanoich Ledar al Pidarkoi applies, if you want shita from 16 to 22, other shita from 18 to 24. We just recently had in Parshas Vayera, Avron sends Yishmael to go for the Achnosas Orchim, to go papir. The Bokar, Rashi says, Lechancha b'mitzvahs. And everyone knows Yishmael was after the meal of Yishmael, which Yishmael was already a gimel. Yishmael was already a godel. His avada musik of chinuch, even after he's a godel. So I want to talk a little about chinuch of all the children. The emes is, even though the topic said chinuch of children as we grow older, I want to specifically address the sugya of mechanech married children, children that we already married off. Having the opportunity. The tremendous opportunity is chus to be Reish Chabura of the Yungle Light in Yeshiva for about 10 years now. Hundreds and hundreds of Yungle Lights I've had the chus to grow together with. And although I make a tremendous effort, I hope I'm successful, that our Iker relationship is in Torah and the sugyas that we're learning. But let's just say, Ben Gavra LeGavra, I see a lot into their lives. I'm involved a lot with their growth. And I could say I have a front seat view into the experience they have of the married couples, Koilu Yungalite, them and their wives, and the interaction with their parents. And in all honesty, this is a sugya I've been wanting to talk about for many years. One of the first times it was over in the Yanki Kala I wanted to speak about. But Chazal say, Al Todin es chaverecha ad she tagilim koima. So, until I actually myself was zoichet to marry off my first child, and I myself was in that seat, I felt it wouldn't be proper to talk about it. I don't really understand entirely the other side. So, Baruch Hashem, about 2 years ago, was zoichet. So now, if Taka, we could Taka talk about it. For those who have not married off children, don't worry. First of all, there's Hashem, it's going to come. And second of all, we hopefully will touch on Yisoydis and Chinuch, that are not gay about even Klali. I'll just preface with one more thing. That although one of the Iker points here is to bring this sugya to the fore, put it on the table. I want to bring it to the conscious and see just how pressing it is and how important it is. Bring it to the public conscious. But besides that, my agenda here is not just to point out and highlight the phenomenon, the problem. But like all shmuzin and vadim and yeshiva, and that's the uniqueness of a shmuzin yeshiva, it's just a speech. We open up sugyas and avoid. We try to work. We recognize that Hashem put us in this world to work. We're not scared of problems. We're not trying to shmooze anyone out. We're not scared of challenges. We open up the challenges and we try to see al pi Torah how we could deal with the challenges and grow. So I would like to open up the sugya together and see how we could take a grow in the sugya of parenting, our older children parenting our married children. The idea of having children, marrying them off and sending them, I'm going to talk specifically to sending them overseas to Eretz Yisrael, whether they learn in yeshivas mir or in any yeshiva, is obviously very common today, Baruch Hashem, and it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to have our children build their houses here in Eretz Yisrael. The foundations of their houses is in Eretz Yisrael, and there's two major gains, there's two major things. First of all, to live in a view of Eretz Yisrael, Prat in a Makom Torah, Space Chayin Yeshiva Smir, also any Makom Torah, where the central point and focus of the life is Torah and Ruchnius. It's obviously very hard to compare any place in the world that has the Ruchnius as such a centrality in the daily life. The husbands and the wives feel it. And so this should be the backdrop of the growth of their home is a beautiful experience, and they steig tremendously from that. The second thing, which I think we'll all admit, and the couples definitely feel it, is the opportunity to grow not under the nose of the parents. You send them overseas. They're not in the backyard. They're not under your constant vision. You, I'm obviously talking to the wives also. Maybe you have to take tapes back home for them. But that's obviously a tremendous opportunity. The proper place for a couple, we'll talk soon, the proper place for a couple, not under the stress and the pressure of his parents, her parents, independently. They're able to grow, fall, make mistakes, make choices, deal with the real life decisions, a lot of mistakes, but they bond and they grow together. As I said, I'm privy to being involved with the Yungalite. And I can honestly say, it's hard to measure, but definitely way more than 50%. There's a lot of challenges in Shalom Bayis and growth, but way more than 50% of the challenges and the problems have to do with unhealthy parental intervention. Unhealthy parents, all the time, in different versions, in different ways, overstepping their boundaries and being involved in their children's lives. Whether it's day-to-day decisions today with modern technology, you know, you have all the time, you have the girls speaking to the mother almost daily. Speaking to the mother almost daily. Sometimes it's husbands, sometimes the husbands are speaking with their fathers daily. They know all their decisions, they're talking about decisions. Oh, you're going to his cousin tonight, maybe you should go to your cousin tonight. We have intervention expressing opinions about day-to-day life, and definitely when it comes to the big decisions, where to have a baby? Where to have a baby? Is it healthy to have a baby in Eretz Yisrael? Is it not healthy to have a baby in Eretz Yisrael? I'm not talking about solicited advice. We're not talking about this conversation when they come to ask you. Simchas. Which simchas do we come home for? You come home for a cousin's vart, a grandfather's birthday. It doesn't stop. It's endless. These obviously are issues. We might... Adam Godel might have this, Adam Godel might have this opinion, this opinion. The question is, whose decision is it? Is the couple's decision or is the parent's decision? When do you go back for this man? When do you come home for this man? Back, whatever you call back. Again, this topic is supposedly a well-known topic. Everyone talks about, yeah, we know, of course. Generally, a shver and a shviger, they want to get involved and express an opinion. Of course, we know we have to give them space, we have to give them room. But my point tonight is that I don't think we understand how difficult of a sugya it is. Because if everyone knows about it, why am I seeing on this side it doing so much destruction? Both in the steiging, both in the two ikir areas they're supposed to be growing, in the area of steiging and learning, it gets interrupted so much in so many ways with parental intervention, and maybe more so in the shalom bias of the couple. The couple cannot never, ever appreciates. The one exception is when they have their own shalom bias problems. Then there's different rules. I'm talking about a regular case. The intervention, especially by the other child, the in-law child, it's never appreciated, and that's a nice lesson. It's really disheartening to see how many parents are not good at this sugya. It really is. It's unbelievable. It's disheartening to see. It's hard for me to say that I don't have all the shalom bayis, but I'm at least one of the four parents that has unhealthy intervention in the relationship. As I said, it's a sugya we have to grow, and let's open up the sugya. Masada the sugya is the way you properly have to try to make seder. What's the challenges? And what can we do about it? Okay, we mentioned that's in the starts in Parshas Bereishis. The pasuk says, "Al kein yazev ishes avivisi mayvedavak beishda." The pasuk says, "This is the way Hashem made it. Hashem made it that you're supposed to leave your house, leave your father and your mother, and davak beishda." The pasuk's talking about the ish. What about the isha? So there's a very dikar Rabbeinu Bachaya. Rabbeinu Bachaya in Parshas Miketz The pasuk that Yosef says he calls his son Menashe, Kinshani Elikim, Eskol Amoli, Esbeis Ovi. Nashani is a lashon forgotten. He called Menashe because he forgot Beis Ovi. I forgot Beis Ovi. Zok Rabbeinu Mechai over there. We find in Shas that a shver's house is called Beis Nosha. Beis Nosha. It's Gemara Baba Basra Yud Beis and Beis. On Shabbos Chav Gimel and Beis. It's called Beis Nosha. Literally, the forgotten house. That's what it means, the forgotten house. Zok Rabbeinu Mechai, what is the shver's house called? The forgotten house? Because of this pasuk, Al Kain Yazay Vesovev Vesimoy Veyidbat Beishte. Zok Rabbeinu, Zok Rabbeinu, Vechenu Veisha. Yeah. The Isha also is supposed to leave her parents' house and now bond together with the husband and build a new house. On the house, it says the son-in-law's name. It doesn't say the Shver and Shviga's name. It says his name, and they forget about the house because they're building their own house. This is the way it's supposed to be, but it's easier said than done. And here I'm going to come and step into the parents, and I feel this with all my marmach shasai varim. The challenge is tremendous. The challenge to step back, to give the proper space, and give the boundaries is a tremendous challenge. And there's twofold. There's two tremendous ma'akfim, things that make it difficult for us to step back. First of all, we're so much wiser than them. We have so much more life experience. This is our daughter or son, and our son-in-law or our daughter-in-law, that we have invested our entire life. And they're going through life decisions. They're going through life decisions that the entire future of their life is totally on their kids. And we have been there and done that many, many, many times. We know better than them. Sometimes they may be firmer than us. Sometimes they even may be wiser than us in Torah and mitzvahs. But when it comes to life experience, they'll never come close. They're young and they're making a lot of unintelligent mistakes. To pull back on Etzem Me'atzama when you see it happening, they're not even so a vibe. I think this would be better. It's Kasha Shabbat Mikdash. It's very, very hard. This is one major challenge that we have. This is one reason why it's so hard for us to give them the space. Number two, we feel one of the greatest. Well, we'll talk about it as a possession or not, but the greatest things in the world that we feel bilious in is our children. We feel entitled to have them be a part of our life, and we feel entitled that they should make us a part of their life. They should come over to us when they're home for Shabbosos. They should come home for our simchas. They should bring home their simchas, grandchildren, and b'chulei. The brisim, the pidyon haben should be by us. Let's face it. If we be honest with ourselves, we feel entitled. They owe us. It belongs to us. 20 years starts from diaper changing, sleepless nights. What koiches we put in our children, this comes to us. Step back. This is so hard. It's excruciating hard. Excruciatingly hard. Is Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas in the Sugi of Chaloimus, Tafnun Vav Mer Aleph. So in the middle, the Gemara says there was somebody who was a Poisa Chaloimus. He was very good at interpreting dreams. His name was Bar Hedya. And Abaye of a Rava came to him, they had dreams, and Rava, they both saw the same Pasuk in a dream, and Rava didn't pay him off, and Abaye paid him. So the Pasuk Gemara says like this. The Pasuk state is a Pasuk in Toychachon, Kisavoy. The Pasuk state, Bonim, Mubono is toiled, Veloyi Lecho, Kiyalchu Beshevi. Which literally means, Nebuchadnezzar, you're going to have children that are taken captive. So to Rava, he saw this pasuk and he interpreted, yeah, Kipshuta, they're going to be put in jail, they're going to be captured. Labai said the following, Labai Amalei Bincha Ubnosecha Nefishi, you're going to have a lot of children, sons and daughters, Umintzevin Benosech La'alma, your daughters are going to get married to people who live far away, and it's going to be as if they got taken captive. In other words, Bahedi was trying to interpret it lagud, latoif. It doesn't mean b'shevi, it's a bracha here. There's a bracha is a bracha. You're going to have a lot of children. You're going to marry off a lot of children. But Lichtenderayin, what do you see? What's his analogy? That when you marry off your children, how is he feeling it? The pasuk is as if they went into captive. This is an exact capture, this is an exact description of how we feel when we start giving suggestions, you know, maybe you should do this, and we see our couple, again, a lot of times our child is influenced by the spouse, but we see them hustling for their space. We see them, oh, we'll get back to you, we're not sure when we're going to come back. We feel like our children are taken into captive. Our children, sometimes our grandchildren, we feel that what belongs to us is being taken away from us. This is an accurate description. This is the oimik of the nisayon. It's a very big nisayon, and that describes why, what I said before, why, yes, it seems to me that well over 50% of the parents don't do this job with a high success rate. What I am trying to mechadish a little bit, is that I can't begin to tell you how much havoc it wreaks, how much destruction, how much it's so difficult for the children. It's never, I don't remember a real young man who the couple appreciated it. Again, except in exceptions, there were cases when Shalom Bayis was bad by itself, they went to the parents to save it. So what do we do about it? So we have to try to grow. The first thing is awareness. The first thing is awareness, and I beg. The sugya has to be talked about and dealt with. Again, he's sugya and avodas Hashem. The Gaon says we're put here on this world to work for our midas. That means until 120. It's not pshat that you could read a nice article in Shpacha magazine about this sugya and say, okay, now I know about the issue and now I'm good for life. This is an ongoing challenge. We just explained the koiches and nefesh of a human being don't allow him to give the children the proper space. Don't allow him. They cause him, they make an insulin to give them the space. You have to work on this. It has to be worked on. It has to be discussed on. The husband and the wife, the mother and the father, it has to be discussed and it has to be worked on. This is the first thing we are trying to accomplish tonight. But like I said, let's try to mention maybe two ideas in avodah that could help us grow in this area. The first nekuda is that what I mentioned before, is that I believe, and I see this all the time, and I see this myself, and I see this by the other parents, is that this feeling of bialis is totally misplaced. This is a foreign plant. This is something foreign to real Yiddish Ashkafa, Torah Yiddish Ashkafa. The idea that a child is here to bring me nachas, that a child, that I am entitled to my children and their success, I have dividends, I'm supposed to get returns for my children, is a geisha concept. You don't own your children. We own our children. Hashem bequeathed us. Hashem entrusted us. We are custodians. We are shomrim for our children. Hashem gave us. And yes, we're not like a foreign shomer. Hashem gave us because He wants us to give of our children of ourselves. He wants us to give what we have and father them like they're ours. But on the return side, Hashem is saying, this doesn't belong to you. This belongs to you. You're here to raise the children for their own benefit, for Hashem's benefit. You know, having this exparsha, by Yisroel Tzitzu Habonim, Yaakov and Esav are fighting. Rashi says, they're fighting in the mother's stomach. Rashi says, Lashon, they're being meriven, roven al shtei olamos. What does that mean? So very famously, I think Rashi starts to bring it. It's a chazal in a few places. They had a fight. Split up this world. They were the Yershim of this world. Yaakov says to Esav, you take olam hazeh and I'll take olam haba. You take olam hazeh and I'll take olam haba. In different places it says Yaakov wanted a chiluk of olam hazeh. Lemaisa, they made a chalukah. They gave a chalukah. Yaakov took olam haba and Esav takes olam hazeh. That's what it says in this week's parasha. Go a few parshas ahead, parshas Vayishlach. Esav catches up to Yaakov, and he meets his whole entourage, his whole family is huge, Shal Shmachanis. And he asks, Mi Eile Lecha? Mi Eile Lecha? And Chazal say, I mean, we're talking about Yozuta, it's also Yalkut. Chazal say, this is a continuation of this old conversation that started in the womb, in this week's parsha. It's a continuation of this dispute. Esav and Yaakov have a worldview dispute. How do you look at this world? What's it about?
Esav says, this is a tachlis, this is here, we're here for Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov obviously holds that this is a proizder. No, we're just here in order to be able to get us to where we're really supposed to be. So Zokta Tanya Nevel, yo, this is all true in the beginning, but now all of a sudden, Esav meets Yaakov, and he says, Amar Esav Yaakov Achi, Lekach atamart li shetit al ato olam abo vani ato olam hazeh. He's asking him, you have everything that we want. You have everything that Elam has. You have kids, you have a whole family that you could show. How did you take Elam has? What does Yaakov answer him? And this is basic Yiddish Ashkofa of what it means to have children. Yaakov tells him, Eila yelodim ashechona nelekim esavdecha. And he answers him, these are the child that Hashem endowed me with. He bequeathed with me in His graciousness. How did he answer the question? He asks him, what right do you have to Elam Hazeh? That's what he's telling him. He's telling him, you look at child as a possession, something that you're entitled to have. He helps you. It's covered. He brings you a lot of good regards. Yaakov is saying that's not what a child is. A child is bequeathed to us. I'm a pekodin, I'm a nifkad. I have the child, Hashem entrusted me with this child. And memela, I then make the decisions of Olam Haba. If we would look at our children like this, our decisions would be so different. When we would make our vacations, and here I could add in, I'm not, this wasn't what it was, is also when we visit our bochrim and our seminary, girls in seminaries. When we pull them out of yeshiva and out of seminary, be honest with yourself. Do you have totally their self-good in mind? Do you have, are you looking, are you trying to be, the, make them the best Oyved Hashem? Or no, are you expecting that, yeah, there's duties to a parent, you know, it's normal when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's kashmak, you have parents, and kids, you take out your kids, with the kids, you know that. Do you know how much it interferes with the shkius of couples and kids in yeshiva and seminary here when they're every other day, when the parents are here, they're always with them? You have to take this into account. I'm not saying, of course, but this has to be taken into account. Al Kaponim, this is the first nekuda to realize there's no such musig as being entitled. If we would realize, change our mahalach of chinuch, Meikar, the way we'd be mechanech our children is realizing this is not ours, this does not belong to us. It's a meridik chinuch in mitzvahs pidina ben amakoyin. So we talk about this chinuch very often. The pidina ben is talking about the time and the mitzvah of pidina ben. What is pidina ben? You go and you so-called redeem your own child from the koyin. What's the time and mitzvah? Zok te pidina chinuch mitzvah yudches. Lohidia shakol Hashem, ve'ein la'odom bo'ilomoy rak mash yechalek Hashem beroiv chasodov. To announce that I don't own my child. He says, this is the first of your children. Set a precedence. Announce and acknowledge this child be'etzim belongs to Hashem. His lashon is in this roikin reshuscho. You announce that he be'etzim belongs to Hashem. I have to cover Yochel, buy him back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the underlying idea? This idea. To imprint. To inculcate within us. This idea that what is a kid? A kid is a matona tsuma. It's the chance to grow a child, another yid, another tselem elikim that is a yiddish in neshama that's going to have to become a full-grown human being. And you can grow him. But he's not there, and you could raise him, but he's not there for your dividends. The word entitlement doesn't have any place in anywhere in growing children. We're to have the baby and not to have the baby is their decision. It's their decision. If you're bringing him home because you want a bris, if you're bringing him home because you want a pidyon haben, if they should want to work it out, it's beautiful. But if it's not in their best interest, and you first have to ask them, then they think, your positioning entitlement. I think there's something missing in this idea of how we look at our children. The second idea. Second idea of maybe we can grow in, an akuda and chinuch that we can grow in, that helps us grow in this area. The second idea is, we should learn from our third partner. We should learn from our third partner. Who's our third partner? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara Nida. Shloi Shoshut from Ba'adam. Aviv, Imoy, and Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are three partners that create a human being. In this area, this challenge of having created a human being, creating a human being and raising him, etzeme atzame, putting in your whole kishkes, your whole neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created every single one of us. We have to learn how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives space. And the second point I want to say, this is the tachlis of chinuch. Hashem created every single one of us. He has full bialis over us. He created us b'tzelem elikim, says the Mefarshim, Meshech Chochma, others. Tzelem elikim means bechira. Hashem could have created every single one of us. It is total control on every single action that we do. Okay, you're about to move your hand. You're about to touch the button on the computer. Is that aligned with Ratzon Hashem or not? Oh, it's not. Oh, you can't move your hand. Hashem gave us bechira. We have full free choice and free will to make all the choices we want in the world. That gift of bechira is be'etzem gave birth to all the destruction that exists in the world. The reason why a human could do evil in this world, the reason why people could blow up other people, like Nebuch happened this morning, is because there's bechira in this world. It's because there's free will. That means the bad results, the bad ramifications that came out from bechira are endless. Yet Hashem gives the human being space. He says, I'm going to give you independence. Bechira means dependence. Why? Because He wants him to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest havidoy meloy is when you have the power and you have your own space, you have your independence and you connect to good, you build the connection to good on your own. Hashem does this. It's the hardest thing. It's habiyochel. How does He do this? How does He just sit back and watch? He watches and continues to sustain, the term of the verse says. All human beings, me and you, when you make all of the mistakes that we make, and we go against His ratzon, why? It's for one reason. He wants to give us independence, so we could be bigger people, could be gedolim, tzelem elikim, we could be like Him. I believe the tachlis of chinuch, feel what I'm saying now, I think there's an opportunity in the parenting of our children. This is where you come to the tachlis of chinuch. The tachlis of chinuch, we've trained them through so many, mechanech them so many stages in life. The end goal of chinuch is to give them, make them independent, they could stand on their own feet. To make them a gadol. When your sons, those who have sons, when they were born at the bris, they said, zeakot and gadol yeh. That was the bracha. Gadol yeh. What does it mean, gadol? There's many definitions to what it means, gadol. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis, says, Koton ze asoyim mechal shulchan oviv, gadol ze asoyim mechal shulchan atzmai. The Gemara says the taich of a gadol is someone who stands on his own feet. He's independent. The bracha that everyone gives the child, he should be independent. Independent in all areas. He should be independent. This is what a gadol is. The only way you could be independent, it has to be, I know it's so hard, we let them make, give them space. They can make a lot of very stupid mistakes. Yes, they can do a lot of things that are not always smart and also do things that we don't always agree with. We'd rather in other ways. But this is the taich of godless. This is why we raise them. When we entrust them, when we give them their space, and be'etzem, we give them, that's what Hashem gives. Hashem says, I'm giving human being a confidence vote that I think he can make it on his own. He has bechira. He could become an Adam Godel. He could be mizdabik, bidrochei by himself. When parents step back and give the right space, this is the ultimate end. This is the pinnacle of chinuch. This is the spitz. This is the end of where you're supposed to be mechanech your children. When you have a lot what to tell them, they know you have what to tell them. They know ganz fine that you can make the decision a lot better than them, but you leave it to them. This is the greatest gift. This is the greatest vote of, I believe you're a gadol. I believe you could do it. And the emesis, this I'll end off with, I've heard this many times from the young light, that when parents taka do this, That's when the children are comfortable coming back to the parents. When the parents intervene, again, it comes not from a bad place, it comes from their mind, it comes from their... But then, it's like it's explained, you can't, it's everything, every bin is manim, every trip. I hear it from the other side, I'm telling you, it's a pain, it's a pain. You want the kids, we want our kids, that when they come to us, everything is a whole ganze cheshbin, a whole schlep, it's a whole traffic. The only answer is when they feel you respect their space, when they feel dafka, you give them their boundaries, when you say, I hold your gadol, I hold you could do it yourself. Then you give them that space. They respect us. They'll come back to us. The son-in-law, the daughter-in-law, they'll also come. We have to give them their space. Let's learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us atzmois. We should all take a grow and have tremendous nachas for our married children and all our children.